Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Talk about a day to remember. This episode goes about a day that went down in football history as the big AFL-NFL merger announcement day, and we remember along with some fantastic players in either the college or the Pro Football Hall of Fame born on this date, and it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, because we have a lot of great football history for this June 8th that we're going to share with you today. But before we do, we just want to remind you of some social media outlets where you can follow us during the day. Maybe you haven't had time to listen to that podcast yet and want to get some feedback on what's going on in the world of sports history. Well, you can find us at Pigskin Dispatch and on Twitter, and also at Pigskin Dispatch on the Facebook page. We also recommend that you go to at Sports History HQ on Twitter. It has a great Twitter space for the Sports History Network where there's all kinds of great sports history. And, you know, we often retweet what's going on there. They retweet what we have on Pigskin Dispatch. And all the partners are all covered in there. So you're getting a lot of different sports history on that at that at Sports History HQ Twitter handle. So make sure you check that out. Now, let's get to your football history headlines. And we are going to start off with your newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the June 9th, 1966 Danville Register in Danville, Virginia, and it had the headline of AFL-NFL announced plans for merger into Giant Loop. Yes, the report was true. This was the merger that did the most to form the behemoth of the National Football League in one swoop that we know today. It took place on June 8, 1966. The NFL and the AFL announced that they were officially merging into one league. Under the merger agreement, there would be operate under the National Football League as the NFC and the AFC and use the NFL's logo. They agreed to play separate regular season schedules and then play each other in a postseason championship, which eventually became known as the Super Bowl. In 1970, the schedules and teams reorganized into one league with two conferences. A press release from the meeting stated, "The NFL and the AFL today announced plans to join in an expanded major professional football league. It will consist of 26 teams in 25 different cities with the expectation of additional teams in the near future." The group announcement went on to say the main points of the plan include Pete Rozelle will be the commissioner, a world championship game this season, 1966, and all the existing franchises retained with two new franchises no later than 1968. The world championship game referred to would become what we call now Super Bowl I, and the two franchises that would be added would be New Orleans in the NFL and the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFL. Now, if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did in the Danville Register, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798 to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. That's, again, for your free 1 week, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers today. Make sure you check that out because it is an invaluable resource to look at history, and not just the sports history. You can do just about anything. You know, your genealogy. You want to see when grandma and grandpa were married, the wedding announcements, all kinds of great things. I read about World War II, what was going on by the reporters in the field, this is the place to do it. Newspapers.com. Get that free 1-week subscription. SportsHistoryNetwork.com/newspapers. Check it out because you will not be disappointed in that free 1 week. And if you don't like it after 7 days, cancel it. No harm, no foul. But I think you'll like it. Now let's go to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this June 8th. And we have our first one in 1917, Fort Collins, Colorado. Byron Whizzer White, the great University of Colorado halfback from 1935 to 1937, was born. It's amazing that he was able to play at such a high level, as he came from a high school in Wellington, Colorado that had only 13 players on the gridiron team. According to the National Football Foundation, Whizzer's best collegiate game may have been in 1936 when the Buffs played Utah. The talented back ran wild over the Utes defense, and he scored on runs of 90, 41, 40, and 38 yards in a 31-7 victory. The nightmare for White for the Utah defense continued in the 1937 game as he scored on two more long runs, this time covering yardage of 85 and 37 yards, and then he kicked two extra points and a field goal to ice the cake, score all the points in a 17-7 Colorado win. In 1937, he led the nation in scoring, rushing, total offense, and all-purpose running. He averaged 246 yards a game in all-purpose running, a record until 1988. His longest play in college was a 102-yard kick return against Denver in 1936. Byron wasn't just a superior athlete. As he graduated, he was also a Phi Beta Kappa and a Rhodes Scholar. Pretty smart guy. The NFL voters chose Byron Whizzer White to be inducted in their College Football Hall of Fame in 1954. Now, Whizzer played pro football with Pittsburgh in 1938. Then he studied at Oxford University in England in 1939 and played professionally with Detroit with the Lions in 1940 and 1941. In two of his seasons, he led the National Football League in rushing. Byron Raymond Whizzer White was an American lawyer later in life who served as an associate judge of the Supreme Court of the United States from 1962 to 1993. That's what all those smarts did. Phi Beta Kappa, Rhodes Scholar, and becomes Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. That is just fantastic. And he's a great football player. Wow. He had it all going on, that's for sure. June 8th, 1928. Ogilvy, Minnesota. The University of Minnesota's two-way center linebacker from 1946 through the 1949 season, Clayton Tonemaker, was welcomed into the world. Clayton earned unanimous All-American honors as a senior in 1949 when he captained Bernie Bierman's powerhouse Golden Gophers, per his bio on the footballfoundation.org website. Tonemaker helped the Gophers to a 25-11 record during his 4 years on the varsity squad. Most famously, Clayton was a co-captain of the Chicago All-Star squad, which defeated the NFL champion Philadelphia Eagles 17-7. The collegiate gridiron legacy of Clayton Tonemaker was placed in honor into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1980. June 8th, 1939, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Herb Adderley is a Pro Football Hall of Fame member that had played defensive back for the Green Bay Packers and ended his career with the Dallas Cowboys. Prior to being picked by the Packers, he was in the first round of the 1961 NFL draft as an offensive halfback. Adderley had played collegiately for Michigan State in his rookie season, facing the fact that the Pack had already had two great backs in Jim Taylor and Paul Hornung. The Green Bay coaches flipped him over to the defensive side of the ball as an emergency fill-in for an injured corner, Hank Greminger, and Adderley thrived as a cornerback. Adderley amassed 48 interceptions in his career and did some damage returning them too, as he averaged 21.8 yards per pick for a total of 1,046 yards. Herb played in 5 NFL title games and 4 Super Bowls. One of the biggest moments as a pro was his 60-yard pick six in Super Bowl II. The ball hawking back also made it to 5 Pro Bowls games as he was an all-pro in 5 different seasons. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Herb Adderley into 1980 into their Canton, Ohio Museum. Now, is that some great football history or what? Some great Pro Football and College Football Hall of Famers having birthdays today. We had the merger announced of the AFL and the NFL back in the late 60s, and just the world was coming together, and we have great football history. just a great day to be alive, June 8th, remembering that great gridiron history. And we hope that you will join us tomorrow and sure appreciate and are grateful that you are here with us today. We couldn't do this without you on this journey, going 365 days of football coverage and history one day at a time. It's no easy task, but with you, we can get through anything. And with that great game of the gridiron, we have all the attention and information that we need. And we appreciate you, and we appreciate the National Football Foundation, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, NFL.com, and Sports History Network for giving us all this great information. And don't forget the Pro Football Reference and Pro Football Journal. We get a lot of information from them also, and we are thankful for them. So make sure you check us out each and every day. Follow us on your favorite podcast provider. Go to pigskindispatch.com. Check us out there. We have a lot of blog posts, a lot of great photographs that we get from the annals of football history, a lot of them from the U.S. Library of Congress, and some personal stuff that the people have sent me and some photos I have taken myself, and just some great stuff. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a really great podcast. It's a really great website. I think you'll enjoy it each and every day. Glad you joined us. Join us tomorrow. Until then, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.